I'm forever fascinated with talking about teams and what does a team really mean? Especially now as we walk that thin line between the future of work where we're changing so fast, so furiously, and haphazardly to business as usual. Because in a world of business as usual, a team is seen as the epitome of congratulations. You're now scalable. You're now effective and efficient, and you're able to produce a lot more and bring a lot more into the economy. It's also an indicator that you're investable, that you're now no longer tied into a singular person and a singular department, but you're able to create a housing structure for delivering the deliverables that you're here to bring. Another way of looking at teams and business as usual is it's a powerful place for accountability. Not responsibility, accountability. And the one that perhaps gets the most elegant or least elegant of play is this idea that team and team coaching is about developing co-creative, productive resources, human capital doing human things in the most efficient and effective manner. In fact, I recently saw somebody use the word purpose in a very different way on a website when they spoke into having people doing the right thing at the right time and calling that purpose. I believe teams, team culture, team building, team coaching is so much more than that. It becomes a place where you can actually feel, see, and tangibly almost put your pulse on what the culture actually is. Not what emblem gets put up on that wall, not what the marketing department puts out, not what the high gloss cover is or the information that gets omitted, but it becomes a real key indicator into what is, what could be, what actually matters, and what actually works, and where compromise is happening, where people are settling, where systems and businesses and practices are actually putting their value. And what they're actually valuing. I believe that team coaching and teamwork becomes a real deeper, stronger conversation where it's moving into the realms of talking about alignment, coming into wholeness, creating safe spaces, because let's face it, psychological safety is huge when working with teams. Nobody's going to want to rat on each other. Nobody's even going to really want to bring themselves into a 360 review or a peer review system because they're so scared of saying something that might backfire on them. And there's this whole potential business as usual momentum of you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. So creating that safe space becomes critical. And with that, the art of relating in-house. Within the different stakeholders and vendors and suppliers and partners, which then sets the tone for how we communicate and relate with our customer base and the people that we serve and bring value to. And of course, the whole notion that a team is actually a beautiful space to create interdependence, where yes, we do work together. Yet, we can also create autonomy. We don't put ourselves into these self-locking systems, and we don't naturally then jump to the other side of the pendulum on what we can do and what we can't do, but we find that unique balance.